AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Six people are dead, some 30 others injured after a man opened fire this morning from a rooftop onto the crowd watching the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Police say a 22-year-old man is a person of interest in the shooting. And this from WFLD, a woman describes what she saw.
I actually turned and I saw the shooter right on top of Ross Cosmetics in the roof.
The suspect is still at large, Police Commander Chris O'Neill.
Firearm evidence was located on a rooftop of a nearby business that was secured. A suspect description that we had at the time was broadcasted on the police radio and shared with responding and on-scene units.
The AP's Michael Tarm describes a scene along the downtown street.
Either side of the street is strewn with baby carriages that have been toppled over, children's bicycles, drinks, and coffees that have been spilled as people clearly were making a quick rush out of the area.
President Biden expresses his shock and sadness following this morning's shooting. AP's Ed Donahue reports from Washington.
In a statement, the president said he and the First Lady were shocked by the senseless gun violence that has yet again brought grief to an American community. At the White House, the president made a brief mention of the shooting, but said the country has faced division before, and right now, the country is divided.
But I believe we're more united than we are divided. Even more, I believe it's a choice we make, and I believe it's within our power to choose unity and unity of purpose.
The president says there is nothing guaranteed about democracy.
Nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it, defend it, and earn it by voting.
President Biden recently signed the widest-ranging gun violence bill passed by Congress in decades. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A recent Supreme Court decision hampers the federal government's effort to rein in greenhouse gases, leaving it up to the states to take action.
While Democratic states have taken the lead on the most aggressive climate policy in recent years, some Republican-led states are also helping shift the U.S. power grid toward cleaner sources of energy. A group of 24 states has formed the U.S. Climate Alliance. Most of those commonwealths are led by Democrats, but a few, including Vermont, Massachusetts, and Maryland, have Republican governors. Together, the states account for 42% of the nation's greenhouse gas emissions, and 18 of those states have set 100% clean energy goals. I'm Shelley Antler.
Joey Chestnut, repeat winner of the men's Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest. Women's record holder Mickey Sudu downed 40 wieners and buns to win the women's title after skipping last year because she was pregnant. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.